What is up, my friends? Welcome to Friday's episode, Craft of Fatherhood podcast. This is your guide, Ned Shout. I believe our role as fathers has power to change the world simply by knowing who we are and embracing the adventure. This episode is brought to you by The Adventure of Fatherhood, helping men discover their powerful fatherhood roles and build their fatherhood skills. On these episodes, I will share stories from my own fatherhood journey. Now, I'm doing something a little bit different. I'm doing a 13-week series on character traits, identity, opportunity of a father. And I like to emphasize not what is a good father, but what is a father. If you are going to bring life into this earth, if you are going to step into your role, you are a father. And what does that look like? What does that feel like? What do you show up as? So this is all from my 90-day, 13-week course available to men who have gone through my 30-day course, which you can find on adventureoffatherhood.com. I've got one for new dads and one for dads who are just trying to lean into their identity. Once you go through that 30-day course, then you can join 16 to 20 other dudes and roll through a 90-day course with me. Now, this week, we are talking about you are a servant. You have the opportunity to serve a family that has been placed in your care. You are a serving father. And you can even lean into these as like affirmations, like, I am a servant to my family. And it's funny because that word servant, I think it's come up a few times in the podcast recently. For whatever reason, I think sometimes it has like a negative connotation, but to serve somebody or to be served, when you think about when I am served, how it makes me feel, well, the beautiful thing is you get to do that for somebody else. Serve those placed in your care. Now, as men, many of us, we just want to know what to do. Just give me the manual. Tell me what the rules of engagement are. How many fights have ended with, just tell me what you want me to do. I just want to know what it is that I need to do. And now when you think about stepping into being a father, if you are stuck and how do I show up, just default to serving those around you. When you serve, you're not focused on yourself, because you're looking to somebody else and to their need. Now, when you do that, make sure you're not doing it just to keep a score in your head of like, I did the dishes 5 out of the 7 nights this week. No, if you're going to do it out of love and without keeping score. It just sucks up way too much energy. Now, when all else fails, serve, serve, serve. You don't focus on yourself. You become selfless for the sake of serving those around you. Now, let's take a fat side turn. To be able to serve long-term, to actually be able to serve, not just passively serve the family, not engaged, but to really step into serving, first you need to take care of yourself. First, you need to position yourself to be able to serve those around you. Now, what are some practical things that allow me to serve my family? One, I need enough sleep. I need to not be grouchy. I need to make sure I'm eating the right food. I need to make sure I'm getting in the gym and training and disciplining my mind and my body to be in a position to have energy, to have a strength, to have mental capacity, to be able to serve those in my care. Now, that doesn't mean that I get to use that as an excuse to not be there for my family because this is my gym time or this is my morning routine or whatever. You have to create your life. You have to figure out how to take the time that has been given you as a gift and fit all these things in, right? Do I get up and spend time meditating, praying, reading, learning? Do I move my body, stretch my body, my mind, body, spirit, right? When are you going to do that so that then when you go wake up the family, you're ready to go, you're ready to serve. The king is prepared mentally, physically. Now, depending on the season of life, you know, if you have little kids, if you have high schoolers, like now my kids are older and I work out more in the middle of the day. When my kids were young, I had to go do it before they got up or during a nap time to figure out what works for you. My friends, sorry for this quick interruption. However, somewhat sadly, I get more questions from dudes about fitness than I do about fatherhood. But what I've found is that the fathers who start taking care of their fitness and nutrition end up finding fatherhood, marriage, work, and all other aspects of life come into a deeper clarity of purpose, enjoyment, and fulfillment. Now, I've partnered with Rise Up Kings to launch Ruck Fitness, a transformative program that is less focused on a six-pack in 90 days and more focused on you creating the habits, mindset, and lifestyle that will allow you to be a healthy asset to your family for decades. Come join me in a transformative journey to become the man you want to see in the mirror. Go check it out. www.rebelandcreate.com/fitness. Now back to the show. But ultimately, if you want to serve not from a passive place, you have to respect yourself, okay? You have to respect yourself and be prepared and in a position to serve those around you. Now, when I think about respecting myself, man, I love my friend Tanner Guzzi. He's been on the podcast. He helps men to dress well. And there's this sentence that I've heard him say on his podcast, in his book, in interviews, and he says, fathers have a moral obligation to their children to dress well. And when I talk about respecting myself, his sentence is really one to think about. Are you just wearing the clothes that your wife picked out for you, or are you dressing yourself? Are you showing up? Now, that doesn't mean I have to wear a suit every day. If I want to dress like a skater, if I want to wear Vans or Nikes or whatever it is that is your jam, your thing, do it. But to show up presentable, to show up physically, mentally there, ready. Now, this is not about ego. This isn't about, am I the coolest dad or do I have the name brand? That's not what that's about. What's about is, are you taking care of yourself? Are you setting a standard? Because remember, the way that you and I operate, live in our home, we are telling our kids, we are showing our kids what is normal. Okay, if you want to serve, put yourself in a position to serve. Now, five areas when I talk about the role of the father. Okay, so ultimately, big picture, a father, we are a guide, we are a servant. Okay, we are here to serve, take care of. I also love the word gardener. Lately, I've been thinking about that. Like, my family is a garden, and the more that I nurture it and I protect it and I'm there and I pull the weeds and I watch it grow and I'm in tune and I'm oohing and awing at the flowers and the beauty and the fruit of it, I mean, I love that. So take that for what it is. Five areas that I like to talk about as the role of the father, and I'm going to go quick, and I dig deep into this in the 90-day course, but you're a provider, a protector, a leader, guide, and a friend. Provider, let's just dig into one of these for a moment. So provider. If I'm a provider, it doesn't just mean I'm providing a safe home and providing food for them. I'm providing stability. I mean, that's a great word, to provide stability, to provide a safe place to live, to provide room for my children to experience life and struggle and wrestle and fail. So you have such an opportunity to be in tune and connected, like we talked about last week, with your kiddos. And it comes down to, are you serving them? Which means you are thinking about who they are, who they're becoming, and you're walking with them through it. And you're there to see their needs, anticipate their needs, and be the man that they look to rely on. I mean, dude, what an opportunity. You and I have people who are relying on us to show up for them. They were entrusted to you. Bro, you have what it takes to be that man. All right, my dudes, if this is helpful, please write a review. It helps spread the word that matters. Send it to a friend. Say, yo, dude, I see you really showing up as a dad. This podcast has helped me. I think you might dig it. Go check out adventureoffatherhood.com. Check out the courses. All right, dudes, remember who you are. You are a father, and that matters. You matter. Together, let's rebel against the view that fatherhood has a little impact and create lives engaged in mastering the craft of fatherhood. Much love to you, my brothers. Together, we're changing the world. I look forward to hanging out with you next week as we continue this series on the identity, the character, the opportunity that you and I have to show up as a rad dad.